It's Friday. I'm Matthew Elaria, and you're watching the Faithful Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we're going to get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you again today, Lord, for your Word. And Lord, we thank you for all the good things you've been showing to us this week on the broadcast. Lord, we ask you again today for revelation of your Word. We ask you for grace and help to receive it, to put it into practice, and to see it work in our lives. And Father, I release my faith today over everybody watching the broadcast, and I thank you that you are ministering to them today in a great and in a mighty way by your Spirit through this broadcast. And Lord, we do thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we've been doing a series entitled Living in the Peace of God. And this week on the broadcast, we've been learning how to enjoy and experience the reality of God's peace in our lives, every day of our lives, no matter what's going on around us. And friend, I want to encourage you, go to our website, mam.tv, and you can grab the notes from all of these broadcasts, and then you can take these notes and go study these things out with your own Bible and at your own pace. That will be a great blessing to your life. You can download these notes right here that I'm using for the broadcast. You can get them at mam.tv. You can also listen or rewatch the broadcast there. And I would encourage you to do that with this week's broadcast. It has been so powerful, and the Lord has been helping us tremendously. And make sure you share these things with your friends as well. I believe it'll be a great blessing to them. Now let's go back over to John chapter 14 and let's look there at our foundation text again. In John chapter 14 and verse 1, Jesus said this, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God and believe also in me." And then in verse 27, he said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." And the word afraid there means anxious or distressed. And so again, we can see from these verses that the peace of God is God's will for every believer. God does not want us twisted up, living in a state of angst where we are stressed and worried and mad and sad and upset about something all the time. That's not how he wants his church living in the earth. That's not how he wants his people living in the earth. He wants us living in and enjoying his peace in our lives. Now, we've been talking to you on these past couple broadcasts about principles that govern peace. And what we've taught is that there are certain things you and I can do that will absolutely rob us of every ounce of peace that we have. And then on the other end, there are things that God lays out in the Word that if we do them, it will cause us to enjoy peace at a level that we've never enjoyed it before. And so this is what we're talking about when we're talking about principles that govern peace, principles that will make peace work in your life. Things that if you do, it will promote peace. Things that you don't want to do because it'll rob you of your peace. And so it's vitally important that we learn these principles that govern peace and then apply them in our lives if we want to enjoy the peace of God in our lives. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 11, we read earlier this week, the Apostle Paul said, "I've learned, no matter what state I'm in, to be at peace." And so these are things that you have to learn if you want to enjoy God's peace in your life. And so one of the principles that we gave you on Wednesday's broadcast was that you have to lay hold of the peace of God with your faith if you want to enjoy it in your life. You have to believe you have it. You have to say you have it. And you do that when you don't see it, when you don't feel it. And you keep believing you have it and you keep saying you have it until you see it or feel it. And then on yesterday's broadcast, we talked about the importance of guarding your thought life if you want to enjoy God's peace in your life. Now, on today's broadcast, we're going to talk about the importance of choosing God's peace if you want to enjoy His peace in your life. You see, to live in peace is a choice. And if you don't make that choice, you won't live in peace in your life. Now, in this verse in John 14, Jesus had just got done telling his disciples that he was leaving, and where he was going, they couldn't come with him. And upon hearing that, that bothered him, that they were troubled about that. That caused them to worry and to get stressed and to be upset. And Jesus told them, he said, "Don't let your heart be troubled." And then in verse 27, he said, "Don't let it be afraid." And so while they're getting stressed and getting worried and getting afraid about this, Jesus said, "Stop it." He told them to stop being troubled, stop letting their heart, don't let your heart be afraid. And so in his words, you can hear that according to Jesus, it was their choice and in their control whether or not their heart was troubled and whether or not they were afraid. He told them he was leaving and they started to get stressed and he said, "Stop it." What that reveals to us is that it was their choice and in their control whether or not they were stressed, whether or not they were worried, whether or not they were fearful. And so I want to ask you a question, friend. Do you have to be troubled? Do you ever have to be troubled? Do you have to worry? Do you have to be afraid? Or do we have a choice in the matter? Is it in my control whether or not I walk in peace or whether or not I'm troubled? Is that my choice and is that in my control? Is that your choice or is that in your control? Or is it in somebody, or is it somebody else's choice? Or is it just the reality that we can't help it? You know, I can't help it that I'm worried. I can't help it that I'm stressed. That's what many people believe. Many people believe they can't help it. Well, I'm stressed, and if you were in my shoes, you'd be stressed too. I mean, this is serious, and people act like they don't really have a choice, and it's not in their control. Well, is that true? In Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, it says, "Do not be anxious or worried about anything." Well, is God serious when he's telling us to do that in his word? Was Jesus serious when he's telling us, don't let your heart be troubled? And so you can see from these verses that God has given us the ability and the authority to walk in peace. When Jesus told you and told me, don't let your heart be troubled, in those words right there, he has given us the ability and the authority to not let our heart be troubled and to walk in peace. In fact, I want you to say that with me today as you're watching the broadcast. God has given to me the ability and the authority to walk in peace. You see, if Jesus told you to do something, then he gave you the ability and the authority to do it as well. God's not going to tell you to do something and then not give you the authority and the ability to do it. And so when he gives you a command, in the command, he's also giving you, he's also authorizing you to do it, carry out that command, and he's also giving you the ability to carry out that command. When Peter was in the boat that night and he asked Jesus, he said, "Jesus, if that's you, tell me to come to you on the water." When Jesus told Peter, "Come," that gave Peter the ability and the authority to walk on the water. And when Jesus told you, "Don't let your heart be troubled," he gave you the ability and the authority to do just that and to walk in peace. And so say it with me again. I have the ability and I have the authority to walk in peace and to not let my heart be troubled. In fact, say this with me. Say, it's my choice and it's in my control whether or not I walk in peace and whether or not my heart is troubled. Now, friend, we need to clarify something. You and I and everybody else on the planet will have opportunities to be troubled and to be anxious and to be stressed. Everybody from time to time, we'll feel troubled, anxious, worried, fearful. Everybody will have fearful thoughts and anxious thoughts and stressful thoughts come to them. Everybody experiences those thoughts and emotions. But no believer ever has to yield to them. Just because you feel stressed or feel troubled doesn't mean you have to yield to that and be stressed and be troubled. In fact, in John 14, 1, Jesus used some very specific language in that verse. He said, "Don't let your heart be troubled." And in verse 27, he said, "Let it not be afraid." Why would he say, "Don't let it be"? He's revealing to us, your heart at times will try to be troubled. Your heart at times will try to be stressed and anxious and fearful. And whatever it tries to be, don't let it be. Don't let it be troubled. And so he's revealing to us, you're going to have opportunities to be troubled. But when opportunities come, don't be troubled. Don't yield. Don't let your heart be troubled. And so you can see the reality that to be troubled is a choice. You can resist or you can yield. All of us will feel troubled from time to time. The difference is at that moment when you feel troubled and you feel stressed, will you be the person that just yields or will you be the person that resists? Praise the Lord. You can't control what thoughts and feelings come to you, but you can control which ones you resist and which ones you yield to. And friend, this reality that you have to choose peace and you have to resist being troubled, this is a major principle in walking in and enjoying peace in your life. This is a major component in walking in peace, that when you feel anxious, when you feel stressed, when you feel afraid, when you feel worried, you have to choose peace and you have to resist those feelings. You have to resist those thoughts. You have to say, no, I refuse to be stressed. I refuse to be worried. I refuse to be anxious about what's going on in my life, about what's going on in the earth, about what's going on with this pandemic or these political things. I refuse to be stressed. I refuse to be worried. I choose peace today, and I'm not going to let my heart be troubled. I have authority and I have ability given to me by the Master, and I'm not going to bow my knee to stress. I'm not going to bow my knee to panic attacks. I'm not going to bow my knee to anxiety. This is a major key, a major part of enjoying the peace of God in your life. You have to choose God's peace and you have to resist anything that tries to rob you of God's peace. You know, in James chapter 4, verse 7, it says, "Resist the devil and he will flee from you." And so if you want to run fear off, if you want to run anxiety off, if you want to run this being troubled off, then you and I must resist it. And the good news is we've been given authority and ability from God to run fear off, to run anxiety off, to run panic attacks off, to run depression off. Friend, today, right now, if you're born again, if you're a believer, if you've been born again and washed and cleansed by the blood, and if you're in the family of God, you have ability and authority to run anxiety off. You have authority over panic attacks and authority over depression. You have authority over these things that come to rob you of your peace. Praise the Lord. And here's the thing that is so exciting. When you start to experience feelings of sorrow and panic and stress and you start to feel troubled, and you will, we all do. We all have to deal with these thoughts and feelings. And so if you're dealing with these thoughts and feelings, you don't need to feel bad about that. But when these things try to come on you, and when you stand up on the authority of the Word of God, and when you start to resist those things, When you start to say no, in the name of Jesus, on the authority of the Word of God, I refuse to panic. I refuse to be anxious. I refuse to be fearful. I refuse to let my heart be troubled. When you start to act on the authority that God has given you in His Word, all of heaven backs it. Heaven starts to back you in resisting the devil, in not allowing your heart to be troubled. When you act on the Word of God like that, heaven backs it. And when heaven backs you, friend, you're positioned for a great victory in your life. But if you just sit there and say, well, it's not my fault, I'm stressed. Anybody would be stressed in this situation. Anybody would be worried. Anybody would panic. It's not my fault. I can't control it. If that's your attitude when these things try to come on you, then what you're doing is you are not choosing peace. You're actually choosing the stress, choosing the worry. You're choosing to yield when you could resist. You're choosing to bow your knee when you could stand up on the Word of God and say, no, not today. I've had my last panic attack. I will not bow my knee. I will not yield. I will not be stressed out about my kids, about my finances, about this nation. I will not worry. Friend, that's a choice. And this is a big part, this is a big factor in whether or not you enjoy the reality of God's peace in your life. Will you choose it? And then will you resist the things that come to rob you of it? Praise the Lord. And so enjoying the peace of God in your life begins with the belief that it's your choice. It begins with the belief that God has given you the authority and the ability to not be troubled and to live in His peace in your life. You have to believe, I have ability and I have authority given to me from God to walk in peace and not let my heart be troubled. And so therefore, I believe today it's my choice whether or not I'm troubled or whether or not I walk in peace. Now, I can't choose all the thoughts and feelings that come to me. Those are coming from the enemy, those negative ones, but I can choose whether or not I yield to them. And friend, when you receive that reality and not acknowledge that reality, you're well on your way to start choosing God's peace and start resisting anything that comes to rob you of it. And so whether you realize it or not, Jesus gave you the ability and the authority to not be troubled and lose your peace. And again, when you go back to that instance when Peter was sitting in the boat, I mean, you can imagine being in the boat that night and Peter sitting in the boat and he's seeing a man walk on the water. and he tells Jesus, if that's you, tell me to come to you on the water. And Jesus said, come. Well, now Peter is sitting in the boat. Jesus had just told him to come and Peter's sitting in the boat. And now he has a choice to make. He can stay in that boat and not walk on the water, or he can say, well, right there, Jesus just told me to come to him. And so I've been given the ability and the authority to walk on the water. And so I'm going to stand up and I'm going to walk on that water and I'm going to go to him. But he's got a choice to make. And he had to choose that night to walk on the water. And friend, you might be sitting in the boat of worry and stress and care and being troubled today. Well, the Master's telling you, don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let it be afraid. And so now you and I have a choice to make. We can sit in that boat and be stressed out and be worried and be upset and anxious and mad and sad about something all the time, like the world is doing and like half the church is doing. Or we can say, all right, well, in the words of Jesus right there, praise the Lord, I'm going to get up out of this boat of stress. I'm going to get up out of this boat of worry. I'm going to get up out of this boat of fear and panic attacks and anxiety and being troubled. And I'm going to walk on the water and I'm going to walk in peace that passes all understanding. I'm not going to let my heart be troubled. I'm going to enjoy the reality of the peace of God in my life. But friend, you have to make that choice. And that is a major component in you enjoying God's peace in your life. I'm excited about this. Can you tell, friend? Praise the Lord. Why am I excited about it? Because I'm not just preaching this to you. I've enjoyed the reality of this in my life. The Lord has helped me, and I'm believing to enjoy higher levels in my life. And I'm believing, friend, the same thing for you. Praise the Lord. Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, I want to remind you of these three things. Number one, God has given us the ability and the authority to not be troubled and to walk in peace. Number two, you will have opportunities to be troubled, to be anxious, to be upset, to be sad, to be depressed, to be fearful, but you never have to yield to any of those opportunities. And then number three, enjoying the peace of God in your life begins with the belief that you have been given the ability and the authority by God to not let your heart be troubled. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we thank you today that you have given us the ability and the authority to walk in peace and not let our heart be troubled. And so we declare today that we will not bow our knee to fear, to panic, to stress, to sorrow, to anger, to anxiety, panic attacks. We will not bow our knee on the words of the Master. We just declare in faith today that we will not let our hearts be troubled. We choose your peace and we choose to resist anything that tries to rob us of it in Jesus' name. And Father, again, I just pray over everybody that's watching the broadcast today and any of them that have dealt with panic attacks, fear, anxiety, bitterness, stress, any of them that have been twisted up in this state of angst where they're worried or sad or mad about something all the time. Father, I thank you that as they apply these things from your word, that they will break free from it in Jesus' name. That they will walk in levels of your peace like they never have before. And Father, I do thank you for helping them to do it in Jesus' name. Amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching the broadcast this week. And hey, I'm hooked in faith with you. What we just prayed, I'm believing God with you. No matter what you've been dealing with, whether it's stress or anxiety or depression or anger or sorrow, whatever it is, I'm believing with you that you're going to put these things to work and that you are going to enjoy the peace of God in your life like you never have before. And I believe there's going to be people around you in your life that will notice it and acknowledge it, and it's going to be a great encouragement to you and to them of the great things that God is doing in your life. Praise the Lord. Now, hey, don't forget to come back Monday for the next edition of our Faith for Life broadcast. We'll see you then.